Jess.
Kimmy? Jess?
This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy.
And Jess.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking.
Good.
Traffic. It's like this whole week, and I don't know what it is. I'm not talking like since Monday.
Yeah.
I'm just like this entire frickin' like the last 7 to 10 days.
Uh-huh.
These people are dawdling along at like 40 miles per hour on the freeway. And you know, like, it's already bad over here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's already congested, but it's like there's no reason for it. Like, they're just going slow to go slow. I'm like, get your ass over to the right so I can pass you on the left.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, risk my biscuit for the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, just get over. I don't understand it, Jessica.
I know.
And then, oh my God, and then over here we have so many zipper merges. I swear to God, these bitches would lose their britches if a zipper merge had anything to do with fucking pants. Like, nobody can work a fucking zipper merge over here. They're crossing over the gore point like a bunch of fucking idiots. I'm like, there's lines on the ground for a reason, people. Don't you have to pass like a sight test to get your license in the fucking first place? God, blind idiots. And then don't even get me started, because my commute happens directly in the zone of the aroma of Tacoma.
Yeah.
Which comes from, there used to be it's like an old smelter.
Yeah.
And so there's just this lingering stench that probably will be around forever. Tacoma, where dreams are made. The city of destiny, the aroma of Tacoma. And then if I have the kid in the car with me, which I used to when he went to the Montessori, now that he's at big boy school, I drop him off before I head through the aroma of Tacoma zone.
Right.
But he would be throwing around fart accusations like Oprah giving out cars. You did a fart, and you did a fart, and you did a fart. Like, oh my God.
Oh, he accused me of a fart while I was there.
He totally did. He was like, Cousin Jessica did a fart. And I was like, that wasn't Jessica. And I know it wasn't Jessica because it was me.
I mean, I wasn't going to call you out, but...
I know, thank you. That's a good... That's a good cousin right there who doesn't call you out on your own toots. And also, I'm sure you saw this when you were here, but he can't stop making, like, fart noises with his lips.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone thinks it's so hilarious, including me, because, you know, farts are funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to explain that to anyone. If you don't think a fart is funny, you're automatically suspect. But, you know, the thing is that he's 5. So the execution of the fart noise is always accompanied with, like, this big blast of spit.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's gross. If you don't think it's gross, you're wrong. But moreover, I'm the one who is like 90% of the time in the fucking splash zone. Like, he just comes right up to me. He's like, and the spit. Like, I just did that zero, maybe a couple spores, you know, maybe a couple. His is just a sloppy fart mess from his face.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't make that noise anymore. That's how we spread the sickness. And he's like, oh, what? My son.
He's just down with the sickness.
Ooh, Well, what's up with you? What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm so busy, you know?
Yeah.
There's always something to do out here. I know I say that a lot, but it's true.
It is true.
So we had a few mistakes with our home.
Mm.
And one of the major one was that we weren't supposed to have a gas stove. We were supposed to have an electric stove.
Right, I remember this, right?
And without getting too far down the rabbit hole into detail, a permit was pulled and things had to be checked out, which led to other things being an issue, which led to other things being an issue. And the long and the short of it is, my dad ordered some dirt that we had to cover up some stuff in the backyard. Apparently, he thought he needed a little bit more than he did.
Oh, shit.
So we spent the weekend, shoveling dirt. And when I say dirt, I mean 12 yards of dirt. And tell you how many wheelbarrows full of dirt we did.
Yeah.
Way
That's
too.
a fucking first down and then some. God damn.
There was three of us doing it, and then my dad was like supervising, so I guess
He's just standing there
no.
with his beard of smoke, like, shovel it more lefter.
No, he was telling us where he wanted it, and then he was using a rake to kind of try to flatten it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had two wheelbarrows going and shoveling, and I'm like, are we there yet? Like, okay, I think we're only gonna need about three more. And then we do three more, and I'd be like, okay, maybe three more. And then I'm like, this is never ending. Is somebody adding to the pile?
There's just like a very sneaky, like, dirt delivery person who's coming up with like a bulldozer full every time your back's turned.
It felt that way. Like, where from? It's not, I don't know. It just felt like it was never going to end.
Yeah.
But
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
we did get it done, and the inspector said that we're clear. So that's all
That's
that matters,
great.
you know?
Yeah, that's great.
So
Well,
just,
that's good.
keep him busy, you know. I'm not caught up on shows that I watch. There's probably five or six shows that I watch pretty religiously that I've missed several weeks of now.
Yeah.
Just kind of behind. I'm trying to study for my skills test for the state exam.
Right.
So
You can do it. You can do it.
I'm really nervous, but
You can do it, girl.
yeah, I think I can.
Yeah. Just keep having that I think I can, the little engine that could mentality. You get after it. I feel you on that front though, because I'm behind on my statistics homework and my professor's being really cool about it. But we hit a certain portion of statistics that includes a lot of mathematical formula, but I ha keep saying this to Zebulon. Statistics feels like advanced Excel. Like it's literally just y learning how to use the formula portion of Excel. And I can't seem, there's this one thing that I can't seem to connect the dots on, and I hate when stuff doesn't come to me naturally. I get very upset about it. And Zeb is the same way. Like, if, because normally I can figure things out pretty, like, I have common sense and I can look at something and it comes to me pretty easily, right? And this just really isn't. It just isn't. And I told my professor, I was like, listen, I'm really sorry. Like, I'm already going through something at work. We're having a really super busy time and my boss has been unwell, so she's at home, and which leaves me in command. Right. And Kimmy is not, does not an attorney make. Like, I'm like I'm the little engine that could of that situation, essentially. Like, I think I can, I think I can, but then I start rolling back downhill, like, no, we're not, nope. So then I have to end up, involving my boss while she's like at home, trying to recover from her head cold and like emailing remotely.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, that's what it is. But, you know, there are worse problems to have, I guess.
There
but
are.
I feel you. At least you're confident about the material. Like, when you go in to do it, you're going to do so great. It's already stuff that you know.
I mean, yes and no. Here's what I'm terrified of. I'm going to miss the easiest step and then get failed. That's what I'm worried about.
No.
Like, you have to walk in and you have to, I don't have anything really knocked on to make a knocking sound like this.
Oh, you're supposed to do it on your noggin. Knock on your noggin.
I don't think that'll... Can you hear that?
Yeah, can you hear mine?
I can hear yours.
So if I can... If you can hear mine, I can hear yours. Do it again. Yeah, I just got you to hit yourself in the head like 3 times.
Okay, you have to knock and say, you know, "Hi, I'm Jessica. I'll be your CNA today." You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so it's like, what if I can't even do that? Or what if I don't know. I hate being watched in detail. Like, taking my driver's test when I was 16 was like mortifying to me, having in the car watching every little thing that I do. And I'm such an overthinker that I'm like, "Oh, I messed that up. Oh, and then it goes downhill from there," you know?
Mm-hmm.
The anxiety thing, you know?
I get it. I hate people watching me do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
That, like, takes my focus and concentration. Yeah. I did pass my driver's test the first time, but I had the same exact feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, I passed mine too, but it was like, felt like I was going to die for the 20 or 30 minutes I was taking the test.
Right. I mean, this woman, okay, so she takes me to this area where she wants me to back around a corner.
Mm-hmm.
But she wants me to back around the corner onto an arterial road. So that's the first thing.
Yeah, they're the same to me.
And I was like, and I asked her, the place that she asked me to do it was right next to gravel in someone's, like, off of someone's lot. Mm-hmm. And I said, "For safety purposes, would you like for me to pull into the gravel?" And she goes, "You're not allowed to ask me any questions." So I was like, "Okay, for safety purposes, I'm going to pull into the gravel." So I pulled into the gravel and I backed around the corner perfectly. Effortlessly used my mirrors, did everything. And she goes, "I have to mark you down because you pulled into the gravel. Continue." And I was like, "This whore! Ah!" By the way, she probably is not a whore. I shouldn't have said that. But, like, I was very angry at the time.
No, I had a similar experience. I pulled into this place that was kind of like an open field that had like a, I don't know, like what you would turn into to go into like a grocery store, like that kind of entryway, but it went
to the
field. And then they wanted me to back out to the arterial.
Right. And
I saw that there was a car coming, but I also saw that same car put their blinker on like they were gonna turn. So I started doing the backing around a corner and it would have been perfect, but partway through she screamed, "Stop!" So I did.
Mm-hmm. And she,
"What are you doing?" And I said, "Backing around the corner like you told me to." And she said, "There is a car coming." Like, "No, there's not." And she turned around and looked and the car was gone. And she said, "Where did that car go?" And I said, "He put his blinker on and he turned." Okay, continue.
Oh my gosh.
Can I please just go die now? I thought for sure we pulled in because I did fail the parallel parking part. I got so flustered I hit the curb.
Oh no.
And so when we pulled in, I was like, "I'm not getting my license today."
Yeah, I failed it. I did a perfect 3-point.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in there, but I didn't feel like I was close enough to the curb. So I said, "May I try it again?" And she said, you don't have to. And I was like, do you suggest I try it again? And she was like, you're not allowed to ask questions. And so I was like, I think I should try it again. So I pulled forward and I backed in again to get closer to the curb, and I bumped the curb with my tire, and she was like, failed.
Yeah.
She was not nice to me.
Yeah, I didn't have a very nice lady either. Which,
Yeah.
by the way, she had, so I had the kind of car where the seat belt like is hooked into the door and then it closes automatically for you.
Was it your LeBaron?
It was
Yeah, I loved
my
the
87 Chrysler LeBaron that was turbo, by the way.
Yeah. Did you have a short skirt and a long jacket?
No.
I think we've already talked about the Freddy Got Fingered jokes that our other cousins made when you
Yeah.
got the
Yeah. Does yours say number one, son?
LeBaron.
Oh, God. But no, the seatbelt on the lap came from the middle part, you know, where the console is, and went out towards the door.
Right.
She had a shoulder or arm injury, so I was trying to help her, and she's like, I can do it.
Wow, what a lovely
Okay.
whore.
Trying to.
Oh, I'm so mean.
You are a little, but I like it.
So we have a fun game in store
Oh,
with
yeah.
a special guest.
Yes, we do.
We are about to play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Which we changed.
We did change, and it's fuck, marry, ghost.
Yeah.
Because killing is too aggressive for this game. And we have a very special guest who's joining us. Do you want to tell our fans who the special guest is, Jessica?
Yeah, it's somebody that I've wanted to have on for a while now. I think we both have.
Absolutely. This is the two-way street. Absolutely.
Yeah. It is my future sister-in-law, Heather.
Heather!
Heather,
Brr,
Heather.
brr, 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 brr.
Yeah. Yeah.
So excited.
Me
So
too.
you guys enjoy this rousing round of Fuck, Marry, Ghost.
Yes.
And just so we're clear, we're not asking you to fuck a ghost or marry a ghost. All right, so we are going to play a rousing game of Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Yeah.
Except I don't like the idea that we're killing somebody.
Yeah, that's kind of harsh.
I agree. Even though it's fictional, it's too
Yeah.
far. So
Yeah.
we're going to call this Fuck, Marry, Ghost.
Yeah.
And if anyone wants to know why we're not changing the word fuck to something more appropriate, you clearly haven't been listening to our podcast. We're not down with murder.
Yeah.
We'll ghost you, but we're not going to murder you. We
Right.
are definitely okay with the F word.
Yeah, we've never had a problem with that.
Yeah, no. And joining us is a spare, as said, a Sperry Veschel. A Sperry Veschel guest. We have a Sperry Veschel guest for you today.
Yes. Never on the podcast. First timer.
First timer. Would you like to introduce your future sister?
Yes, I have Heather with us tonight. Welcome, Heather, everyone. Hello, beautiful people.
Hello. Hey. Hey,
Good.
girl. Hey. How are you, cuzzo?
Good, how are you?
I'm alive and thriving in Western Washington. How's everything at the lake? Are you guys having a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
There's like
Me.
fire and music and karaoke.
Oh my God, that sounds so much like my night. I'm hanging out with my 5-year-old. He took a bath with oatmeal because he has eczema, and I've got a chicken in the crock pot downstairs, and I'm trying to boil it down to bone broth.
Exactly like what's happening
So,
out here.
I mean, Yeah, right. Like tomato, potato. Right? Okay. All right. So this is the thing. I wrote this specific list with Jessica in mind. So Heather, we might have to explain to you who a few of these people are because we're old.
Yeah, that might
And that's
happen.
that was the end of the sentence. I
Old exclamation point.
We're old, period. With a T at the end, period. Okay, so the category is the first thing I'd like to explain. So these are pop stars or hip hop artists
Okay.
from the 1990s or the early 2000s.
Okay. Heather might know these all.
I know she might.
I got
Okay,
gooks.
I just didn't want, listen, I don't want to make any, judgments. There's no preconceived notions going into it, okay?
Okay.
All of that being said, here we go. The first one, you're gonna love this, Jessica. Would you fuck, marry, or ghost Taylor Hansen, Nick Carter, or Justin Timberlake? What are you doing with each one of those?
My gosh.
I know it's hard. And yes, that is what she said.
Wow. I'm now blushing.
Okay. Do you need me to repeat the names or do you
No.
have it?
No,
Okay.
I'm very
Okay.
well. Well, I have to go back to my teenage self to answer this question because I always wanted to marry Taylor Hansen when I was younger.
It's true, you did.
So I'll marry him
Okay.
just to make that part of me happy.
Okay.
I would ghost Nick Carter
Yeah.
and I would fuck Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How about you, Heather?
Yeah, what's yours?
I don't know the first one, but
She doesn't know the Hanson
yeah,
brothers.
but
Oh,
I know
Lord.
the last two that you just said, I would ghost Carter and definitely fuck Timberlake.
Okay.
Okay.
So she's marrying Hanson whether she knows who he is or not.
Just so we're clear, that's a safe marriage choice.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm going a different way on this one. And you guys can, and especially you, Jessica, you can hate me for this later.
Yeah.
I'm ghosting Taylor.
Okay.
I'm ghosting him. You know, Zach was always my jam.
I know.
I'm fucking Nick Carter.
Oh,
girl.
I know, but I'm gonna marry me some JT.
Oh, I mean, that's not wrong.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
It is wrong, I don't want to be right. Okay, so this next one, I think this might be, we might catch Heather off guard here.
Okay.
Here's the next three: Ashley Parker Angel,
Oh.
Nick Lachey, or AJ McLean.
Nope.
Oh, I got this.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll marry Nick Lachey. I'll fuck Ashley Parker Angel, and I will ghost the Backstreet Boy. Tell me his name again.
Oh, AJ.
AJ, thank you. Gosh.
I know, it's okay. Do you know who any of these people are, Heather?
I know AJ.
Okay.
The other two, not so much. So,
Okay. So what are you doing with AJ? I mean, think about AJ and what he looks like. What of the three things would you do to AJ?
I would ghost him. Me too, girl.
You guys, this is how I know. Well, I mean, of course, Heather doesn't know who the other two are. I'm ghosting Ashley Parker Angel for sure.
Oh, stop.
I was never attracted to him.
Oh, I loved him.
I am marrying Nick Lachey because if Jessica Simpson taught us anything, it's that he knows how to respect women who know that chicken of the sea means tuna.
Okay, now I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. And I am fucking AJ for sure. That goatee? Hello? Nobody?
Type.
He looked like a handsome 90s Aladdin.
Oh, no.
Gonna like, take you for a carpet ride.
Yeah.
Magic carpet ride.
Listen, and if there's any implication, if there's a pun in there about carpets and writing or whatever you want to do,
maybe
Backstreet
put a special R rating on this.
I guess maybe. Okay, we have the next three, and they are very difficult.
Okay.
Joey Fatone, Zach Hansen, or Brian Luttrell.
Oh,
Brian Luttrell is one of the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
He was the one with the heart murmur.
Yep.
He was really attractive. He had a very chiseled face.
With the nice blue eyes.
Baby blue eyes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then who else did you wait, say them again.
Joey Fatone.
NSYNC.
Okay. Zach Hansen.
You don't know Hansen Brothers. He's the youngest.
Yeah, he's the drummer.
Mm.
He's on he slaps skins. Really good, really good looking. Yeah. And Brian Luttrell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jessica.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? Do you want me to go first on this one?
Yeah, you go first.
You're gonna be really surprised by my answer. I'm not doing what you did, because uh-huh. everybody knows that from the ages of 11 until 14, I would have said marry Zach Hansen.
Yep.
That is not what's happening.
Okay.
I would marry the fuck out of Joey Fatone.
He's funny.
He's so funny. He's on Impractical Jokers. He cracks me up.
Yeah.
He has like the funniest. He's very quippy. He's like quick with a joke.
Uh-huh.
Witty, hilarious, but also just gives off that like good marriage vibe. Like it would be a lasting marriage, you know? Zach Hansen, I'm gonna fuck him. I need to know what that's like. I've thought of it in my head a couple times over the years. And I'm ghosting Brian Luttrell for sure. I am. I'm ghosting his ass. So I marry Fatone. I fuck Zach Hansen just because I have to know what that's like. And I'm ghosting Brian.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
I'm marrying Brian Luttrell.
You're marrying Brian. Okay.
Loved him. I'll fuck Joey Fatone and I'll ghost Zach Hansen.
Okay. You'll probably see Zach at the family reunion anyway because you're going to marry Taylor.
Probably better I ghosted him.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, now, Heather, do you know who any of these guys are?
I do not.
Okay. That's okay. So she's out of that round. Okay. So the next one is Isaac Hansen, Lance Bass, or Drew Lachey. Now, I need everyone to know that I am aware of Lance Bass's sexuality. That, however, does not mean anything when it comes to fuck, marry, ghost.
Yeah.
So I'm just letting everyone know that he's still in the running as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, fair enough.
I think everyone needs to know he's still in the running as far as I'm concerned. And away we go. So Isaac Hansen, Lance Bass, or Drew Lachey.
Okay.
Who was Nick Lachey's younger, less attractive brother.
Right.
Just for Heather's reference. And for anyone who doesn't know who the Lacheys are.
Yeah.
Okay, Jess. Hit me.
I'm going to marry Drew Lachey.
Okay.
I'm going to fuck Lance Bass and I'm going to ghost Isaac Hansen.
Again, you'll see him at the family reunion. You're not going to do... Okay, Heather, no, nothing here?
I would marry Lance Bass.
Yeah. I would marry Lance Bass, too.
Oh, he's beautiful. I used to, beautiful. When I was younger, we had a poster of the Backstreet Boys, or is this NSYNC?
That's NSYNC.
NSYNC.
And me and my sisters would kiss the posters every morning.
Yeah.
And he was my guy.
Aww. He was your guy. That's so sweet. I used to kiss my Zach Hansen poster every night to bed.
Oh, so
yeah.
fun.
Well, I would marry Lance Bass too.
Oh, you guys are sweet.
He is, well, and plus I follow him on TikTok now, and you guys, his TikTok is so funny.
He is very funny.
Oh, he's so funny. You should follow him. He's hilarious. And not only that, but I found out the other day, because I was, you know, perusing TikTok, how you do. He and his partner are about to adopt a baby.
Oh.
I know. I don't know if it's his partner or his husband. I don't want to be disrespectful. But at the same time, I want his partner and or husband to know that I'm coming for him, because clearly I'm marrying Lance Bass. So, just kidding. Obviously, live your lives. I'm ghosting Zach Hansen too, and I guess I'd fuck Drew.
Okay.
Whatever. All right, so this is fun. We're moving into hip hop now.
Okay.
These ones, I'm telling you right now, girl, this is going to be hard. Because I even thought about this, and I'm having a hard time answering these questions.
Okay.
50 Cent, Ludacris, or Tyrese?
Oh, man. Okay.
Girl, you don't need to tell me, because I already have had an existential crisis over this one.
Okay.
Okay. So who's it going to be? What you do? What are you doing with Curtis James Jackson?
I'm marrying that guy.
Girl. Okay.
I'll marry Jason. I'll fuck Tyrese, and I'll ghost Ludacris.
How dare you!
I know it's rough. It's rough, but Tyrese is one pretty boy.
Oh no, that's the problem. He looks so good.
I know.
I can't believe you would do that to Christopher Bridges.
But I've seen Tyrese and 50 Cent. And Ludacris in the same concert, and I love them all. It's like really hard to pick.
Heather, do you know who you'd pick?
Gosh, I would probably marry 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Tyrese and ghost Ludacris.
Oh
my gosh, you guys!
But
I can't.
So that's hard.
It's the hardest. You couldn't have put. Okay.
I am gonna fuck Curtis Jackson for sure.
Oh yeah.
50 Cent is so handsome.
Yes.
And then I'm gonna marry Luda. I would marry Luda. Oh, I'm not playing.
You're gonna ghost Tyrese?
I have eyes. That man is delicious. Of course I know what he looks like. Here's the problem, madam.
He's a cat.
Okay. But second of all, and more importantly, the two more dynamic lovers to me seem like 50 and Luda.
Okay.
So if I married Ludacris, I'd get it forever. If I married 50, or if I fucked 50 Cent, I'd at least get it for one night. Tyrese looks like he's good looking, but he knows he's good looking, so he might not try as hard.
Okay.
That's very true.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So if I marry him, he's going to be like, I have a headache.
Yeah.
It's because I was working on my abs all day and I'm kind of dehydrated. You know? Ludacris on Daughter's Day posted pictures of his daughters and said, like, these are the people who make my world go round or something like that. And I was like, I'm in love with you, Christopher.
He has four. That's,
I know. You don't need to tell me that's why he's marriage material. I can't believe y'all ghosted his ass. I love Luda. Okay. And 50 Cent, I think we can just all agree that Curtis Jackson can get it. I mean,
Yeah.
Y'all want to get it so much with him, you'd marry him and be getting it for life.
Yeah.
Like, so,
candy shop.
Yeah.
And you're trying to throw them bows.
Yeah.
Listen, I know. there's no shame to my game. I was listening to 50 Cent in the car the other day, and All I Need Is a Little Bit came on, and I realized I know every word to that song, and also that song really gets you dancing in the car.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, Curtis. But anyway, okay. This one is also, I think this one is going to be hard. You're gonna ha might have a difficult time. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, or Ice Cube?
Oh, this
well,
is
well, not, I mean, yeah, whatever. Okay. This one's not hard for you? Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube?
No.
Okay.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I would marry Ice Cube. I'd fuck Dr. Dre and I'd go Snoop Dogg.
How dare you?
No, I'm not attracted in the slightest to Snoop Dogg. I never have been.
You're really not gonna like my answer.
Okay. Okay, go for it, Heather.
I'm ghosting all of them.
Oh no! Jeez, all the way down. Can I be honest with you guys? This one is really hard for me. What did you just say?
She said she's gonna marry Snoop Dogg.
We're predicting.
I would marry Snoop. Here's the problem. Is that I would marry all three of these men. I would fuck all three of these men. And I would never ghost a single one of them. I'm having a real existential crisis.
Okay.
So I'm just going to put an MF. Which means something different in other circles. But I'm just next to all three of them. Okay. So this is the last one. Mm-hmm. I think it might be a little shocking to you.
Okay.
Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Mandy Moore.
Oh, this is so hard.
It's a good one, though, right?
Okay.
You guys want to know mine? Should I go first?
Yeah, go.
I've decided. And this one was really hard, but I thought about it a lot.
Okay.
I'm gonna marry Mandy Moore because she seems the most stable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fuck Christina Aguilera because she looks like she can fuck. We've all seen Dirty. We know how she do. And unfortunately, I'm going to ghost Britney because right now she has a lot of support from a lot of different people. And she seems like she has a lot of unnecessary drama in her life. And I have enough of my own baggage, Britney. And I'm sorry. And I love you. But I'm ghosting you.
Okay.
That's how I'm doing it.
You want to know how I'm going to do it?
I do want to know how you're going to do it, girl.
Exactly the same.
Oh, yes!
We got the trifecta!
Yes, the trifecta.
Look at all three of us. But right? Like, I mean, the logic is there.
And she seems, no offense, less promiscuous. So you know she ain't going to cheat on you.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
And then Christina Aguilera, like you said, she'd probably be a really good fuck. And then...
Yeah.
Brittany, I mean, we all want to free her, but she got some baggage.
She does, girl, like, for real. Like, she's got, so I have my own, I have so much luggage, I can't unpack my own baggage.
Yeah.
I just can't be taking all that on. It has nothing to do with her personally, but I just, like, I don't need it in my life.
Yeah, yeah. They're all beautiful. But
yeah, it's, but listen, Christina Aguilera, she want to get dirty.
She's a genie in a bottle, baby.
Yeah, she get fired up in a hurry.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. All right, so that's great. I'm gonna turn this into a fun game later because what I'm gonna do is take Jessica's answers, and for each one that she married, I'm gonna go back and make her play the game. And then for each one she fucked, she has to play the game, and for each one she killed, she has to play the game. So it's like, these are the ones you said you would marry. Now you have to marry, fuck, or I'm sorry, not kill, ghost.
Yeah.
Which one are you going to do? But we'll do that later.
Okay.
Fun stuff. Okay, so I would like to move on to a this or that round.
Okay.
Okay. Are you cool with it, Heather? Are you ready to answer some questions? They're not hard.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
See? Yes. All I really need is a little bit. Not a lot, baby girl. Just a little bit. Okay. So, I guess, Heather, you should answer first. Would you rather have $50,000 in cash, tax-free, or a brand new car of your choice?
Probably $50,000.
You go for the cash.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a house.
Yeah.
Make some babies.
Yeah. Get it. I mean, yeah, do that. You guys will have really pretty babies too, so just get right on that.
So I don't know if I have permission to tell this story, but can I tell a funny story really quick?
Do you need my permission?
Well, I mean, Heather can tell me, and then later I'll find out from the person who see if I'm allowed to leave it in or not.
Mm.
But my dad picked up my brother so that he could help us today. And he went into the office, and there was a case of Costco diapers in the office. And my dad is like, is there something that you need to tell me?
Oh, no.
And my brother's like, they're for Heather's coworker. Make babies. I just thought that was a hilarious story today.
I was like, see, diapers aren't that much at Costco. And he's like, the fuck they're not.
They're expensive everywhere.
Yeah,
that's true. Those are expenses I do not miss.
Sorry to sidetrack.
No. Listen, that really it's Heather's fault. You know, if she hadn't brought up making babies, you wouldn't have had a whole thing about the diapers.
That's right.
Okay, what would you do though, Jessica? 50 grand cash or the brand new car of your choice?
Well, you know, I have the tiny home now, so I'd say the car of my choice, because those can go over $50,000 if you get the one of your choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too, girl. I was like, I'd like a dripping ass Sadie's.
Yeah.
A Maserati.
What would you get?
I don't know. Like,
I get the fastest fucking sports car and I just mob.
You know, I get like a super nice SUV with all the bells and whistles, or if I get me a truck, but they're expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really, I mean, like they get up there.
Yeah. Like we live in an area where you need something big with four wheel drive. Yeah. So I don't know which I'd pick, but whatever it was, it would be over the $50,000 for sure. Yeah,
I get a super fast fucking sports car, and it would be a luxury sports car, and it would be so expensive, it would be ridiculous.
Well, you live in an area where that wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, but I'd have to clear out space in my garage so I could park it inside.
That's fine. Just move your sauna, you know?
Shut up, Jessica.
It's amazing. You can find somewhere to put it.
That's funny.
My favorite part about this selection, though, for me, is that if somebody asked me to move, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I have a Maserati. I don't know how to put anything. I like how that's the part that makes me the most happy about this selection. Because, like, I was thinking about a truck. Like, oh, I could get a truck or, like, a big SUV or whatever. And I was like, think about all the people I'd have to help move. I'd have to help everybody. Everybody would be like, oh, she's got the truck. Let's ask her if we can borrow it and go to IKEA.
Yeah. Maybe I should get the SUV. You're right.
Yeah. Girl, you don't want to be the one with the truck, you know? Yeah. Nobody needs to be the one with the truck.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, but a truck, can you imagine plowing over people? Like, that was my dream. I always wanted a truck.
Yeah.
She wants a monster truck. Yes, that's just
what looking she down, wants. Being like, hey, man, what's up?
This is a really funny story, and Jessica and I were actually talking about it earlier today, but when she was over here, she was driving our cousin Kitty's new truck, and this woman in a minivan, this old-ass woman in a minivan, came out of fucking nowhere and almost hit us at this really terrifying intersection in Milton.
Yeah.
And Jessica obviously has fast reflexes, because I was literally like, first of all, I was not even paying attention. I was in the back on my phone, like, what's on TikTok? And then, because you know, you only get so many breaks when you're a mom and you're doing as many things as I'm doing. And then Kitty grabs Jessica, and that's what like wakes me up to the fact that we've got a geriatric patient out running a minivan. So this person ends up turning into the same parking lot we do, and we were going to Safeway, and then we were going to lunch. And so Jessica and I, like, when we were walking up to the Safeway, she had parked in the very front row and parked, by the way, very crooked in her spot. And her minivan was so fucked up from all the shit she had been hitting.
Yeah.
Like, there were big scrapes down the side, and each bumper was all dented. I'm like, you need a new hip and a new car or no license at all.
Yeah.
Maybe something.
Eyes, like
something.
Yeah. We need some new glasses. We need to see an optometrist. Get that new hip, girl. You're like.
Yes.
She's out here with some kind of hip dysplasia, and on her, you know, on her pedal foot, she needs new glasses. And maybe she should just have her license taken away or something. I don't know. But she literally almost hit us. And we were in a gigantic black truck. If you don't see that coming, something is wrong. Or you're like, maybe she was day drunk. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, and listen, I'm not here to knock being day drunk, but don't drive while you're day drunk.
Yeah.
Well, like, live your life, boo. But
stop. Like, there's no stopping. I'm plowing you.
Oh, I stopped.
She did so. Yeah.
I saved my cousin's truck, but
because I know, because it totally would have been her fault too.
Oh, it would have been her fault, but I'm not risking truck for
no. And who knows if she's even insured?
Yeah, that's true.
Even then, you probably make an old woman shit herself.
Yeah.
Then we'd have to be like, "Hello, 911. We have an emergency. Is anyone injured? No, but this old woman shit her pants." And she has a trick hip, but we're pretty sure that was from before the crash.
I'm certified to clean that up, Kimmy.
Yeah, I know. I know. You don't want to. You're off duty. You're off duty.
I don't.
Literally off duty.
Let me grab my gloves. I got this.
Y'all need to be doing all that. Okay. So this one's kind of difficult for me to answer. Slurpee or Otter Pop popsicle, like one of the big ones that you like used to get as a kid.
Yeah, I'm a little torn because I love a grape Otter Pop. They're so good.
They're so good. I know, but I love a Coke Slurpee.
I actually like the Pina Colada Slurpee.
Yeah, that one's good too.
Okay.
In the night, yeah.
Cherry in the Pina Colada.
If you like peanuts
and getting caught in the rain.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say Slurpee. Final answer.
Yeah, I'm going Slurpee.
Slurpee all the way.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. We're on all three of us.
Well, I grew up Mormon, so it was like a real treat getting Slurpee.
Yeah. That sounds dope. Like, I would... My niece is Mormon though, and they drink all kinds of like sodas and stuff.
Dude, that's so funny because when we moved up to Washington, it was a whole nother ballpark. But we lived in Cedar City, Utah, which is like 4 hours away from Salt Lake City, and drinking caffeine or anything like that was like, you're going to hell. Like,
yeah,
that it's a drug. So we had. God. Growing up, always. And then when we go to Aunt Kim's, we would chug the soda.
Well, you could a Slurpee.
Wow.
Bleed into a Slurpee. Technically.
I mean, you could, but we weren't that fancy.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know.
We were just playing the dirt. Making my pies.
That is fun. Well, this next one is going to be interesting then. Mocha or latte?
Ooh.
Can I specify something?
Yeah.
Does it have to be like a milk chocolate mocha, or can it be any type of mocha?
It can be any type of mocha.
Okay, then mocha, and it has to be a white chocolate mocha.
Okay, white chocolate mocha. Okay, what are you saying, Heather?
Can it be iced?
Yes. It can be whatever you like.
Latte.
A latte. I go latte as well. Okay, so now this is a two-coined question. Would you rather have your choice in that last question, a mocha or a latte, or would you rather switch it out for a frappuccino?
Ooh.
I know, because see, that fucked me up. Because that's a treat. Like the coffee is a thing I need to get by, but the frappuccino is a thing that I need when I'm really down and I want a treat.
Yeah, like ice cream.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
here's the thing. I don't drink fancy coffees like that. Like that is a treat to me. I only do a handful of them like a year because I just drink plain drip black coffee, you know?
Yeah.
And I really love a caramel frappuccino.
I know I love the caramel one. Me too.
But I'm kind of cheating on the white chocolate mocha because that is my treat.
I know. See, it's not a treat to me. I'd be doing that several times a week, which is not good, but.
Yeah. I say caramel frappuccino it is.
Okay. What about you, Heather?
Oh, yeah. Caramel frapp.
Yeah.
Caramel. Yeah. Yeah. Frapp.
Yes.
A cup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, me too. I would too. And that's funny because I do drink the latte every day. I rely on my daily latte. I do a non-fat, sugar-free vanilla latte with a venti latte with an ad shot.
There you go.
That's my daily drink. But it's ridiculously expensive. Like I need to stop buying that and just go back to black coffee, which is what I drank before that. However, in the face of a caramel frappuccino with all that caramel sauce and the delicious taste of coffee and caramel blended with ice, you got to be fucking kidding. You out of your mind if you don't want that.
Okay, it's settled. Either you're
Okay.
here, I got to bring Heather there, and we all got to go have caramel frappuccinos.
Frappes.
Yes, we have to do that now. It's
Yeah.
decided. Also, good vibrato on that. I really was impressed, Heather. Okay. Rice crispy treat or a brownie?
Oh,
See, it's tough for me because I recently revisited the Rice crispy treats. They're better than you remember.
yeah.
Especially when they're like warm, fresh out the oven. My mom used to make them and like let us dig into them pretty much right away. I
Okay, so
know.
I do like a good brownie. However,
Name.
I feel like a Rice Krispie treat is versatile in that you can use different types of cereal, so you get different flavors, or you can add in different things like chocolate chips or caramel or
Yeah.
whatever. So I'm gonna go with a Rice Krispie treat.
I think I have to do Rice Krispie treat too, and I feel like I'm cheating on brownies, actually.
I feel bad. How dare you both? I'm going with brownies.
Yeah. Heather's like, fuck you. Who are you? I don't trust you anymore.
Like, I need a brownie. Cosmic brownies are ready. Monthly
Corey,
brownies.
why are you eating my brownies?
I know. You don't need to tell me. If there's a whole pan of brownies and someone eats one, I'm like, who ate my brownie?
Yeah.
I know it's missing. I know it's missing. Also, with the Rice Krispie treat, remember that cereal that you and I were talking about? That's like Golden Grahams, Cocoa Puffs, and marshmallow. So it's like a s'mores cereal.
Yeah, that would be
Ooh.
really good as a Rice Krispie treat.
Yeah.
We should try that.
I know we should.
Like, I know it's marshmallow, but if you did it at the campfire
Oh.
with graham crackers,
Okay.
Die in my mouth.
Like it could be like that could be the graham cracker that holds the marshmallow and the chocolate together.
Even add the graham crackers in with the
Oh my God, it would be like the fat burger of s'mores.
yes, and then it's good to go. You don't even have to mess around.
Oh my God. Heather, stop. You're a genius. I know. At least have babies with my cousin.
Oh, you need
I
over here, like, let's go.
know. Clearly, we need to be getting into some nonsense together. Okay. At the movie theater, if it's your special treat, you're going to actually go pay the $1 million at the concession stand to eat something while you watch a movie. Are you getting the nachos with that liquid cheese, or are you getting a big bucket of popcorn? It's a hard call for me because I do be liking those nachos.
I do like the nachos, but at a movie, I have to get the popcorn.
I know.
Like,
it's that liquid butter stuff.
I know. I really want both. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that I have to go both too. I don't think I can do this or that. I don't think that I...
Is the pretzels and you dip it in the cheese.
Oh, yes.
Because I dip the popcorn in the cheese too. It's so good. I do that regularly.
One of our movie theaters is still like inside of a mall. Like most of them are now built, so they're like outside the mall, but near a mall or not even near a mall. Yeah. But one of them is inside the mall still. And when I go to that one, I go to Auntie Anne's and buy a pretzel with the cheese sauce first, mm-hmm. and then I shove it in the bottom of my purse. And then I get a thing of popcorn. Yeah. And then I eat both of them while I watch the movie. Because there's nothing like an Auntie Anne's pretzel. That is like crack. I don't know what the buttery sauce is that they put on that shit.
Yeah, and the bread.
Yeah, I know.
There's like three different pretzels I could get from that place and be happy.
Yes. I know. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're all getting both of those things, clearly. Because I literally wrote underneath it, that cheese, though. Because like I can't leave it. Okay, would you rather be given a brand new laptop or a brand new smart TV?
Laptop.
I say laptop too, because you can probably stream on it.
Yeah,
you could stream on it if you have the services.
Your TV smart.
Well, and I'm a little bit of a nerd, so I really like gaming.
Yeah, good. Well, that's great.
They're generally more expensive than...
Yeah, smart TVs are getting hella cheap.
They mm-hmm. are.
Not like in quality, just so we're clear.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, as opposed to like, we still have our very first flat screen TV from when we moved into our first apartment. And the only reason we even had the money to buy it is because Best Buy was going out of business and everything was like 60% off.
You're like mine.
Yeah. And it still cost us like an arm and a leg to buy this thing. It was so expensive. And I have a feeling that's why Zebulon won't throw it away. Like, don't tell him, because, and he's not going to listen to this. So he's not going to know that I said it. Right. So nobody tell him, please. But it's still in our bedroom. It still works great. Like, it's fine. The picture's not as great as, like, the quality on our other TVs, but it still works great.
Mm-hmm.
But it costs us so much money. And then I bought a brand new TV for the living room
mm-hmm.
for Father's Day one year, and it was significantly cheaper, and it's the same size.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, man, remember when we were poor and we spent, like, what felt like every last dime we had on a TV this big?
Mm-hmm.
And now it wasn't even like, I'm gonna say it was like probably 1/4 of that price, maybe. Yeah. To buy the same size TV with better quality,
right?
It's so crazy. Okay, right. So we all agree, laptop, new laptop.
Yeah,
technology.
Yes. Oh, technology, ever changing. Okay, this one goes back to that cheese though. Cheddar or Swiss? If you had to choose.
Cheddar.
Definitely cheddar.
Cheddar. Agreed. Now, cheddar or Havarti?
Havarti.
Havarti.
Oh, Heather's a cheddar.
Heather's a cheddar.
Look, I like Swiss with bacon stuff, but I'm not
an
eater. But Havarti, I will pick over anything. Like, that is like a specialty cheese to me. Like, yeah, I'm getting it.
Yep.
But cheddar, everyday, like, and I like sharp cheddar.
Sharp cheddar. Me too.
Beads. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, cheddar is generally the given, but yes, Havarti too, Jess. I'm on the Havarti bandwagon with you.
Yeah.
We'll get you there, Heather. We'll get you there.
Pepper Jack all the way.
Yeah,
Is Pepper Jack?
Mm.
Do you guys watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember when Pepper Jack the Pimp came out and thought Dee was a prostitute, but really they were trying to catch the serial killer? And he was like, you would be Pepper Jack's best hoe. I always, like, tell Zeb, I'm like, we gotta find the pimp Pepper Jack. Like, every time we're at the store buying cheese.
I'm like, what?
Zeb's like, stop referring to Sunny in Philadelphia jokes because the other people at the grocery store don't get it, and you just look like you're calling cheese a pimp. Which also, just so we're clear, isn't wrong.
Yeah, true.
I don't know what you heard about me. but I'm a motherfucking P-I-M-P.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, Pepper Jack. Okay, and this isn't a this or that. This is just a genuine question. What's your favorite type of cooking oil? And I know it generally depends on what you're cooking.
Yeah, it does.
But I tend to lean more toward the extra virgin olive oil just because I feel like it's healthier, even though it's still cooking oil.
Okay. It doesn't smell like fish when you fry it.
So I feel better when I use the coconut oil, but I tend to use more of the vegetable oil.
Yeah. I feel that, girl. I know. Do you want to know what's really good? And this is kind of a, it's kind of a weird thing to do, but we used to have a stir crazy popcorn machine, Zeb and I did.
Uh-huh.
And we would just get like corn kernels from the store and we would use coconut oil to make it. And then it's kind of like sweet and coconutty.
Yeah.
And then we'd sprinkle just a little bit of like regular granulated sugar on it. Damn it if it wasn't the best. It was so good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I tend to just lean, I think I lean into the extra virgin olive oil, not because I'm a huge Rachel Ray fan or anything, but just, you know.
The EVO.
The EVOO. All right, guys. Well, that's the end of the games. That's all I got. We had some good Fuck, Marry, Ghost time.
Yeah, we did.
Played a good round of this or that.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Well, thanks,
Heather. Yeah, thank you, Heather, for being on.
Yeah, I told Jessica fun. Earlier, I was like, I feel so honored.
Yeah, I've been wanting you on here for a while.
I know, I have too.
She wanted to play. I'm like, this is right up Heather's alley. Uh-huh. She will say yes to this.
I can be a dirty bitch.
Which is why you would fuck Christina Aguilera. But I mean, who amongst us wouldn't? What's right. We all answered it the same.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Heather.
Thank
Love you.
You
guys.
Love you.
Love
okay.
You.
All right. Well, that was Heather with yeah. a great game of Fuck, Marry, Ghost. And then also a fun round of this or that.
Yeah.
She's right.
Yeah,
she did. She really she hung in there.
Uh-huh.
Pepper Jack apparently is her favorite cheese. Who knew? We were like Havarti for the win, and she was like Pepper Jack all day. We got into a Always Sunny in Philadelphia moment, but I think we brought it back around. You
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Oh, good times. I love food, Jessica.
Yeah.
Cheese. I love food in general. I love food. That's true. But I hate being too full.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's such a hard balance. I feel like it seems between that, like the trying to balance when you hit the too full point and food having all these damn calories, the universe is just against me. I mean, really, it starts to make a person really become sort of introspective and question how much of their life experience is just karma from past transgressions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you add in the heartburn and the gas, and a gal starts to question if this is really just purgatory. If the only thing that brings me joy is like a handful of people and a lot of tacos,
mm-hmm.
and then the tacos turn against me, what have I done to someone else that is so bad that I can't even enjoy tacos? These are questions that need answers. Man. Oh, I've been meaning to tell you, have you tried Waterloo sparkling water?
No.
Okay. For people who don't like LaCroix and are looking for an alternative that is more flavorful but still zero calorie, Waterloo is where it's at. We were getting like these, the Perrier San Pellegrino, like sparkling waters that were flavored, and they weren't, they're good, don't get me wrong, but they just weren't as flavorful. This will cover up the taste of vodka in a heartbeat. I mean, really?
I guess if that's what you're looking for.
Jessica, that's never not what I'm looking for.
No, I actually am somebody
No, wait.
who does not like the LaCroix.
Yeah, I think that you might like the Waterloo because it's way more flavorful, but I just used the double negative incorrectly. That's never not what I'm looking for, is what I should have said. I need two knots. Never not instead of never not. Or maybe not. I don't know.
There's so many negatives. I don't know. Do we get a positive from all the negatives?
Okay, so this is exactly what I'm looking for.
There you
Flip
go.
it.
That's a little more clear.
Don't, how dare I take the easy way around? No. Ask my driving test instructor. She'll tell you I can't even back around a corner. I really do like it. It's super good. Zeb got like a case of it from Costco, and it's great. But do you know what always fucks me up, Jessica?
What's that?
The carbonation.
Yeah, that's my thing. It's like, why can't we have something like that that doesn't have the carbonation in it?
Right, and then people are like, well, just drink Crystal Light. I don't want Crystal Light. I want this shit without the bubbles. What I gotta do, open one like 2 days before I want to drink it?
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Put it in a water bottle, like the actual bottled waters, you know?
Right.
It and just open it a whole bunch of times until it goes flat.
Just like shake it up, you know, repeatedly.
Hey, you want to know something? I learned something.
Jessica, I
What?
absolutely want to know something.
I learned something. I never knew this. Maybe you do.
Is it
Maybe
scientific?
I think so.
Okay, let's go. Science, hashtag science.
We tried it because it happened. So we had a fire going.
Tried it because it happened.
Yeah, it was just
The
kind of
end.
a spur of the moment, and I was shown, and I was like, oh, okay. We had a fire going out here, and we just have like a small, tiny fire pit just to like barely keep like one person warm, I think.
Oh, great. Okay.
It was overfilled because we were trying to keep many people warm, and a piece of wood fell because it had burned through onto the grass.
Oh no.
And we were like, oh gosh, how do we get that out without dying?
Everyone, quick, throw your drinks on
Well, yeah.
it.
My brother was like, oh, well, I'll go get a big pot of water to throw on there, you know? And I'm like, well, I guess that's the best we have because all of our hoses are put away because, you know,
Winter's coming. It
yeah,
is known.
right. But then somebody's like, hey, didn't you know that foam kills the fire? And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, watch this. And they shook their beer and cracked it open and put a foamy beer all over it, put it out.
Wow.
Isn't that
They
amazing?
ex yeah, they extinguish the blaze with a natty ice.
I think it was like a Busch Light, but I mean,
I mean tomato potato, babe.
it sounds as though kind of beer work or any kind of sparkling beverage for that matter, you know.
I
But it,
think beer foams a little bit more, but yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
yeah.
Especially if it's a natty ice. I'm just kidding.
into that country song on repeat.
I don't know. I don't know any country songs.
I know you don't.
It's bad. I think there was one my sister does like some country music. Uh-huh. And there's one from, I'm sure this is several years old now, that I liked, that was like about a red Solo cup.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, red Solo cup, I fill you up.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself one day, we were driving around in her Jeep. So this was clearly, it was several years ago. We're driving around in her Jeep because she hasn't had that car in a while, and we're singing it. And I pick up on lyrics pretty quickly. You know, I don't have to hear a song more than once. If it's, you know, melodic, I can kind of go along with it. And I turned to my sister and I was like, just anybody could write any limerick and basically just sing it into a microphone and get a record deal. And she was like, I think maybe you're right. Because it was just like, red Solo cup, I fill you up. And I was like, this is so stupid.
Yeah, I believe that's Toby Keith.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I don't know any of them, but thanks,
he
Toby.
Talks about for how they come in different colors, but the red one is the best. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's
my partial owner in the red Solo cup industry, because I feel like after that song they started like falling off the shelves
and ending up as microplastics in our drinking water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
good job, Toby Keith, way to be woke. Just kidding. Anyone who likes Toby Keith, I apologize. Toby Keith, if you're listening, you know.
He's not listening.
Jessica, not with that attitude. You don't think we could bring down Toby Keith? You don't think we could pull in Toby Keith?
No.
Listen, if I have to chase down Captain America, we can at least pull down the Solo cup guy.
Oh wow. Okay. Well,
I mean, really.
Challenge accepted.
Get it, girl. Okay. Listen, I gotta go do a shit ton of homework.
Yeah.
It's statistics or nothing. Kind of like Nerf, except not fun. Not at all. You ever just think to yourself, I'll just drop out of college. This job isn't that bad.
Yeah. I mean, I have.
Yeah.
I've thought about going back to work where I used to work, and I don't really want to.
I the funny thing is that the whole reason I'm going to college is so that I can rule six and continue to work with my boss, but like just as her partner, as her more educated partner. And I gotta tell you right now, I'm kind of just like, you know what? She treats me really good. I don't have to worry about a lot. You know, it's her malpractice insurance. Oh.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know.
I know. I really need to get this test passed, and I need to study, and I don't know. There's so many.
You can do it.
There's so many skills, and there's so many steps to all of the skills, and you don't know, you know, one skill you're going to get because they always make you hand wash, because if you don't have appropriate hand washing, they're not going to pass you.
Yeah.
So first skill is always hand washing, and then there's four other skills, and you don't know what they're going to be. You have
right. No
idea what you're going to get. It could be something as simple as taking somebody's pulse or measuring a urine output. Or it could be something as difficult as cleaning a catheter.
But can I tell you something, Jessica? And I hate to like burst the bubble of your anxiety dream that you're just loving to live in. Those are things that you know how to do. And like even the catheter thing, you don't have like the hand, like a ton of hands-on experience, but you have all of the practical knowledge to sit there and do it.
I know, but there's so many steps.
I know that there's so many steps, but listen to me. even if you miss a couple of the steps, they're not going to fail you for the whole thing.
I mean, they might.
I don't think they are driver's license approving whores. They're other healthcare workers who want you to pass the test.
And when we need more.
Yeah, we need so many, and God bless all of our first responders, because honestly, they're out here saving all of us right now.
Do you know
they're heroes?
Do you know what I found out?
That you're a hero?
I mean, not me. Others
Did
are.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? It's very much deeper than that. You know what I'm saying. You feel me.
I know that I'm your hero.
Yeah, you're everything that I would like to be. Even if I tried, I couldn't fly higher than an eagle, but you're still the wind beneath my wings.
No, what I was going to say is they are hurting for people in the hospitals.
Yeah.
So much so that I found out that certain hospitals are offering a $10,000 signing bonus.
Well, shit, girl. Yes.
I know. So, like,
go take that test and get you that money.
Right? I know.
You have all the knowledge, Jessica. I know you can do it.
Oh, I hope I can do it.
I hate this self-doubt that's coming off of you, because, first of all, it's killing the slight buzz I have for my vodka and Waterloo sparkling water. And I needed that in order to go into my statistics homework with any type of hope and joy. I'm totally kidding.
You never want to be a buzzkill.
You're not. You're the best. But I think that the most important thing that you can remember is that you have been working toward this for a very long time. And it's absolutely something that you can do. And it's absolutely something that you can also do over. So, like, take some of the stress off of yourself. Yeah. Think about the 10K. Think about dropping that Plinko chip and it landing in the 10K slot. And go flush out a fucking catheter, babe. You can do it. I mean, really. I'm not always right. You're usually the one who's right, but this time I'm fucking right. And well, also, just so we're clear, I can do many things, but I can't do that. I've had too much Waterloo and vodka. Yeah. Clearly where I'm at.
But I really am loving it.
Oh, I love you.
I love you.
Well, I love you huge, so.
Oh, all right. Well.
Bye!
Bye!